On the first day of March, we say good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinal round basketball. Though the weather looks like it is in mid-January form, we are set for the semifinal round of the Great Plains Athletic Conference playoffs. This is one of two games going on the men's side of things. The other half has Dakota Wesleyan facing Morningside in Sioux City, with the winners of the semifinal round games funneling into the championship game on Tuesday evening at the highest remaining seed. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it plays out in front of us here at the DeWitt Gym. The Dort College defenders taking on a Hastings College team that has been forced to reinvent themselves, in the words of Coach Ross Dalma. He and I visited earlier today about these two teams and how this could potentially play out. And here's what Coach Dalma had to say.
Let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma as the Dort College defenders get set to take on the Hastings College Broncos. Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinal round play. Coach, your team coming off the win over Northwestern on Wednesday evening. Not a lot to take away from that, I guess, as you survive and move on in the postseason, taking on a Hastings College team. Probably a little different looking than when we played them back in early February.
For sure, Mike. You know, they're a team that's kind of had to reinvent themselves the past couple weeks, and the fact that they lost Tobin Reinwald to a knee injury. As a result of that, they're screening a whole lot more for Lohman and Hamburger and playing much more physical. Not sure that they're pushing quite as hard, but they still look to get out when they can. But they're really trying to ride Lohman as hard as they can right now.
They beat Nebraska Wesleyan in Hastings on Wednesday evening. What did they do well in that game?
You know, I just think they're in a point right now where they're winning close games. They've got some tough-minded seniors who don't want to quit. They know that they probably got to get at least one, maybe two more wins to get down to Branson, and they're just fighting really hard right now.
Tell me about what your team needs to do well. How do you feel about your strengths against Hastings today?
Well, slowing Lohman down's a problem. You know, right now he's on a roll, and he's getting a lot of help from teammates who are just trying to set him up, and they're going to go as far as he can take them. So we have to do a good job on him, and we've got to be, you know, able to recognize who we can help off of at certain times. And, you know, that's something a veteran team does, and we've got some veterans, but we have some young kids who are going through this the first time. So that's going to be something we have to figure out as we go. And, you know, I think, obviously, the war on the boards is going to be critical. We have to get more shots. Not really sure what Austin Kotchi's status is, so we too have had to reinvent ourselves a little bit, so we're really going to be sound defensively.
It's Coach Ross Dalma talking about the Dort College defenders and the keys for the defenders in this afternoon's contest. Hastings is 21-9 this season. They finished the G-PAC with a 14-6 mark. They are the number 4 seed in the postseason tournament. Broncos started the season with a 10-1 record through December 7. Bill Gabber's team won 4 in a row from January 15th through January 25th to get to 17-5. Hastings has gone 4-4 in February with wins over Doan, Mount Marty, Northwestern, and Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings' losses in February are to Dort, Nebraska Wesleyan, Dakota Wesleyan, and Midland. The Broncos average 78.6 points per game. They allow 73.1 points per contest. Hastings has out-rebounded teams by 35.9 to 32.5 average, and they are making 46.4% of the field goals that they take. Teams are converting 44.9% of their field goals against the Broncos. Hastings also makes 34.5% of their three-point shots, while opponents are making 33.1% of their long shots. Brady Lohman tops this team with a 20.3 points per game average and has converted 45.6% of his field goals and 39.9% of his three-point shots, 61 of 153 for the year to be exact. Lohman has made 158 of 179 free throws for 88.3% success. He also averages 4.4 rebounds per game with a team-high 105 assists through 30 games. Jake Hamburger is scoring 10 points per game with 56 assists. Brett Wells adds 8.9 points per game with 5.6 rebounds. Abu Fall is good for 8.3 points per game and 4.8 rebounds. Zach Lena is the leading rebounder with a 6.2 average, and his scoring average is 7.1. Broncos are without the services of Dylan Flynn, who played in 8 games for the Broncos before suffering a season-ending injury. Flynn had an 11.9 points per game average and 5.6 rebounds per game average before being hurt. Tobin Reinwald, after missing last season with an injury, was injured in the 23rd game of this season. He hasn't played since. and will not play today. He was averaging 11 points and 3.3 rebounds per game before being injured. The Defenders are 27-4 overall, 17-3 at GPAC. They hold the number one seed in the postseason tournament. York College was 5-2 in games played in February, and its losses this season are to Davenport, Midland, and Morningside twice. Dort is 2-0 in overtime games and has scored 100 or more points eight times. The Defenders are scoring 90.1 points per game, allowing 78.2 points per outing. They convert 48.7% of their field goals and 38% of their three-point shots. Opponents are making 44.4% of the field goals they take and 36.7% of the three-point shots that they've taken. Kyle Lindbergh scores a team-high 16.9 points per game and grabs a team-high 10.9 rebounds per contest. Lindbergh has 15 double-doubles this season. Dalton Franken's scoring average is 15.7, and he takes in 4.5 rebounds per contest. Austin Koch, he's averages 14.3 points per game. Nathan Rendles is scoring 12.3 points per outing with 5.2 rebounds per game and a team-high 109 assists in 30 games played. Tyler Walterstorff knocks down 11.8 points per game. All five of those players are making at least 47% of the field goals that they have taken. Lindbergh has a team-high 48 block shots, 37 steals. He's also handed out 91 assists. York College's top scoring reserves are David Den Herter at 6.5 points per game with 4.6 rebounds. Alex Terpstra and Brian Sumner are at 5.1 and 4.6 points per contest, respectively. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll pause now for our national anthem. Performing our national anthem today will be Bryce Skelhaus. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, our national anthem sung by Dort College student and basketball manager Bryce Skelhaus this afternoon. Let's take a look at the starting lineups then for today's basketball game. Let's begin for the visitors from Hastings and Coach Bill Gavers. They will start number three, Jake Hamburger, a 6'2 senior from Hastings, Nebraska, averaging 10 points per contest. Number 11 is Carson Bloom, a 5'10 sophomore from Minden, Nebraska, averaging 4 points per game. Brett Wiles is a 6'4 senior from Elba, Nebraska, averaging 8.9 points per contest. Number 15 is Brady Lallman, a 6'2 senior from Norfolk, Nebraska, averaging 20.3 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Hastings College Broncos, Abu Fall, a 6'7 senior from Dakar, Senegal, averaging 8.3 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start Nathan Rendles, a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 12.3 points per game. Number 13, Alex Terpstra, a 6'4 freshman from Highland Ranch, Colorado, averaging 5.1 points per game. Kyle Lindbergh is a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 16.9 points per game. Number 33 is Dalton Franken. He's a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 15.7 points per outing. And Tyler Walterstorff is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 11.8 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Opening tip right after this. Dort College in their home whites, Hastings in their road Crimson. We are just about set for basketball. Fall against Lindbergh. Opening tap controlled by Tyler Walterstorff. He gets it over to Nathan Rindles. Rindles over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff feeds it left side. They get it down low to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball. They bring the double team. He dribbles out of the double team. Now he's got it one-on-one. Kicks it out front. Tyler Walterstorff. Three-pointer. Good. Tyler Walterstorff with the three-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders lead three to nothing. 3-0 our score with a basketball. Hastings College. Hastings with it. They swing it around to Fall. Abu Fall down on the block. He gets it back outside. Nothing there. Broncos work it around. On the right wing with it is Brett Wells. Wells will drive in. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Brett Wells with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 3-2. Into the front court. Right side, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the wing. Comes over to Alex Terpstra. Terp, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Fall. Fall, Broncos up and running with it. Lallman, Lallman with the basketball. Lallman feeds it over to Fall. Fall back over to Lallman. Lallman comes right side over to Carson Bloom. Round the horn they go, looking down low for Lallman. Lallman racing with Terpstra chasing. They get it right side over to Wells. Wells with the basketball working against Franken. Kick out pass. Three on the way for Bloom. Bloom in and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Defenders into the front court quickly. Lindbergh with a head full of steam. Drives in. Euro step. Shot off of the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Carson Bloom. Bloom with the basketball on the right side. Bloom will drive in. He drives in. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Carson Bloom gives Hastings a 4-3 lead. 4-3 our score into the front court with a basketball. Right side is Rindles. Rindles setting the offense for the defenders. He passes left side over to Franken. Franken with the basketball, right corner to Rindles. Rindles backing his way in, puts it up, and he's going to be called for a charge. Nathan Rindles whistled for the charging foul. He went to the spin move, spun right into the middle of the Hastings College defender, and the charging foul is called. So Dort College turns it over on the offensive foul. Hastings will come the other way with it. Carson Bloom. Bloom with the basketball goes right side over to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger left side Wells. Wells with the ball to Hamburger. Hamburger out front comes right wing to Bloom. Bloom with the basketball back to Hamburger. Hamburger three is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dort College trailing 4-3. Pass into the front court. Lindbergh off of the glass. Good. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 5-4. 17:45 left to play, first half. Just underway here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Still some seats available if you're thinking about coming over. The weather is just fine inside. With it on the right side is Hamburger. Hamburger guarded there by Lindbergh. Comes out front, Bloom. Bloom looking for Wells. Instead, they go to Lallman. Lallman with it, feeds it down low for Wells. Wells the cutter, layup good. Two-point bucket by Jake Hamburger. Dort College trails 6-5. Rindles into the front court with a basketball. Lindbergh out front, comes right side Tyler. Tyler ball fake, now Terpstra. Terpstra comes back over to Franken. Franken left side Rindles. Rindles to Lindbergh. They bring the double team. Here's Rindles. Rindles off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Fall. Ubu Fall, his outlet pass taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, feeds Walterstorff. Walterstorff drives in. Shot is no good, but he's fouled on the play by Ubu Fall. Abu Fall whistled for the personal. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot two. New players checking into the contest. Fort Dort College will have Den Herter and Sumner checking in for the white and black. Free throws on the way for Tyler. First one is up and good. Tyler's first free throw up and through. That's a good sign. Another free throw on the way. Terpstra checks out. Sumner checks in. J.D. Bohr will check in as well. He'll check in for Nathan Rindles. So J.D. Bohr will check into the contest. My guess would be he will be dogging Brady Lallman. Another free throw on the way for Walterstorff. This one's up and through. So Tyler makes them both. Dort College going to their bench early. David Den Herter checks in. So on the floor for Dort College, 3 minutes and 1 second into the contest, you've got Den Herter, Bohr, and Sumner all checking in for Dort College. They pass it down low to Fall. Fall backing his way in. Shot blocked by Den Herter. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball gives it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the front court. Lindbergh right side to Bohr. Bohr, Franken. Franken jumper, right wing, good. Dalton Franken with a two-point bucket. Dort College got the block shot on one end. They get the bucket on the other end. They lead by three. Left side with it is Lallman. Lallman guarded there by J.D. Bohr. Comes over to Hamburger. Now Bloom. Bloom on the left wing for the Broncos. Broncos setting the offense. Comes back to Hamburger. Hamburger guarded there by Lindbergh. They come back over to Lohman. Lohman will try to create off the dribble. He's got it out front. Brady Lohman, they'll isolate him. He backs it out. He gets a ball screen. He'll drive in. Nothing there. Den Herter switched off on the ball screen. Dort College traps him. Lohman with a basketball. He'll fire it off of the glass. No good. Fight for the basketball is taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Franken into the front court. Franken stops, pops, 15-footer, bang! 2-point bucket, Dalton Franken, Dort College. I have the opportunity with my position as sports information director to stick my head in practice as I wish. And yesterday, what we just saw was something that the Dort College defenders were working on. They talked about the fact if Brady Lohman picks up his dribble, you have the trap opportunity. You trap him and you make him make a bad pass, or you force him to take a contested shot. On that very possession, we saw it play out exactly like that. David Den Herter switched off on the screen, cut Lohman off. They had the opportunity to double-team him and force him to give the ball up, and he was forced into a poor shot. Dort College converts in transition, and the defenders lead 11-6, 15-56, left to play in the first half. Hastings basketball, 5-point lead for the defenders. Broncos will bring it up. Carson Bloom will take it across the timeline. Bloom with the basketball, guarded there by Sumner. Bloom with it on the left wing. They feed it left side. This is Brandon Krause. Krause had a big game against Dort College the last time these two teams played. They go to Fall. Fall guarded by Den Herter. Fall trying to spin his way in. Shot partially blocked by Den Herter. Loses it on the way up, but a reach-in foul called on the defenders and Brian Sumner. Sumner whistled for the personal foul. Not bad defense that time. David Den Herter bothering Abu Fall. Fall will go to the free throw line where he is a 62% free throw shooter. New player checking in for Hastings as well. Fall's first free throw is off the heel. No good. Checking in will be Zach Lena. Lena checks into the contest. He's number 35. And also into the contest is number 1, Akeem Morrison. Lena is a 6'5 junior from Omaha. Morrison is a 5'11 senior from Delray Beach, Florida. Second free throw by Fall is up and through, so he makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders' 6-point run is over. They lead 11-7. Into the front court with the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it. Hastings showing zone. Franken will shoot the 17-footer. It's good. 6 points for Dalton. Dort College leads 13-7. 15-20 remaining. Hastings basketball. This is in the first half. They'll rub Lohman off of the screen by Fall. They feed it right side, driving into the lane. Nothing there. Might have traveled with it. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Hastings basketball. Alex Terpstra is going to check into the ball game. J.D. Bohr will check out. J.D. Bohr checks into the checks out of the contest after dogging Brady Lohman. That was his job, and he did it pretty well for 3 minutes. Drive right side, Lohman. Lohman, 15-footer, good. That's why you dog him. You try to keep it out of his hands. Once it's in his hands and he gets an open look at it, it's going to be tough. Dort College basketball. With it is Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the left wing. Hastings showing zone. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball out front. They pass it right side, Sumner. Sumner to Franken. Franken with the basketball, drives in, draws some contact, no call made. Rebound tapped out, coming away with it is Akeem Morrison. Morrison with the basketball to Lohman. Lohman with it. They feed it into the lane. Nothing there. Here's Lena. Lena drives in. His shot off the glass. Good. Lena with a 2-point bucket. Zach Lena makes it 13-11. Dort College up by two. Lindbergh, left side it goes to Franken. Franken, right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Brian goes into the corner to Franken. Franken with the basketball, off the dribble, his 17-footer off the front iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Morrison. Here comes Hastings in transition. Left side pass, and it's through the hands and out of bounds. Last touch by Brandon Krause. It'll be Dort College basketball. 14:07 left to play, first half. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Tyler Woltersdorf. Walking the ball up, hands it off to Rendles. Rendles will take it up. Nathan with the basketball comes over to Franken. Franken down low to Lindbergh. Lindbergh facing up, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Lena as Lindbergh tried to retreat to the perimeter. Ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College by a deuce. Inbounding is Terpstra. Terpstra looking. gets it in to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball back over to Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Rindles goes right side Tyler. Tyler drops it off into the corner. Franken. Franken with the basketball. Reversal. Rindles. Rindles looking down low for Lindberg. 8 to shoot. Lindberg with the basketball. 7 to shoot. They bring the double team. Terpstra. Terpstra. 3 off the mark. No good. Rebound tapped out. Coming away with it is Rindles. Rindles with the basketball into the corner. Tyler. Tyler with it on the right side. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Rindles. Rindles against Morrison. Off of the glass. Good. Nathan Rindles with a 2-point bucket off the pull-up on the right side. Kisses it off of the glass against Morrison. Hastings basketball. This is Alex Thayer with it. Goes right side to Lena. Lena to Morrison. Morrison looking down low for Fall. Lohman in traffic. He goes right side. Thayer. Thayer shot no good. And a fight for the rebound and a foul called over the top on Zach Lena. That's number one on him. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Franken will check out of the contest. Dort College leading 15-11. Sumner, Terpstra, Lindberg, Walterstorff, Rindles on the floor for the defenders. For the Broncos, it is Bloom, Lena, Morrison, Thayer, and I believe Lohman. Well, Lohman is on the bench right now getting a breather. With it, left side Lindberg. Lindberg on the baseline. Lindberg will try to back his way in. Double teamed. Hook shot in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound, though, tapped out. Controlled by Walterstorff. Tie off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound back. His short shot. Good. Tyler Walterstorff slithering inside for the 2-point putback. He's got 7. Dort College leads 17-11. Hastings basketball out front. They go right side. This is Brett Wells. Wells is in for Lohman right now. They go left corner. Thayer. Now Bloom. Right side, Morrison. Morrison to Wells. Wells around the horn, Bloom. Bloom, left side, Thayer. Thayer back to Bloom. Bloom, spin move, might have traveled with it. And the Dort College defenders get the ball on the turnover. That time Randy Hagedorn sees it the same as myself. And we both had the exact same angle on it. I was basically looking past Randy's left side on that play. The officials today, Randy Hagedorn, Ron Jackson, and Chris Kaborik. Have not seen Chris Kaborik much this season. Ron Jackson and Randy Hagedorn we have seen throughout the GPAC battles. With it on the right side is Walterstorff. Walterstorff at the top of the key, goes left corner to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, feeding it down low to Herter. They bring the double team, reversal Rindles. Rindles in the lane, back over to Terp. Terp puts it on the floor, back right side Rindles. Rindles outside Sumner. Sumner, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Hastings. And a reach-in foul called on Alex Terpstra. Terpstra not a bad foul that time, prevents the run out in all likelihood. Sometimes you've got to use those fouls up, and that time's Alex Terpstra did. Dort College leading 17-11. Hastings basketball, Carson Bloom. Bloom with the basketball on the right wing. Bloom looking down low goes to Wells. Wells back out to Bloom. Bloom left wing. He gives it up to Thayer, and it's thrown away by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. Dort College leading by 6. Lohman back into the contest. J.D. Bohr shadowing him. He'll check in as well. Alex Terpstra is out. So Terp checks out. J.D. Bohr checks in. Rindles will bring the ball up for the defenders. Dort College leading 17-11. They'll run a set play, it appears. They'll angle to the left side with Rindles. Man-to-man defense, Sumner. Sumner feeds it down low, Tyler. Tyler gets up in his man. Shot no good, but he can't get it to go. Tyler Walterstorff to the free throw line to shoot a pair, and Coach Bill Gabbers can't believe it. He's up off of the bench. And that is a foul called on Brett Wells. Foul number one on Wells. So two free throws on the way for Tyler. Free throw is up. Free throw is on the heel of the rim. Good. Let's see if we can get Tyler going at the free throw line. Get his confidence. He's got 8 points early today. Dort College leads 18-11. Another free throw on the way for Tyler. This one's up and through as well. Tyler Walterstorff with 4 points on free throws and a total of 9 for the ball game. Dort College leads 19-11, their biggest lead of the game. With the basketball is Lohman. Lohman trying to rub off of screens. J.D. Bohr chasing him. Lohman with it on the left side. It comes back over to Carson Bloom. Bloom gives it up. Hamburger. Hamburger right side to Lena. Lena guarded there by Den Herter. Lohman will get the ball from Lena drives in, nothing there, puts it up, short shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Lena. Lena, nothing there, ball's tapped, controlled by Walthersdorf. Here comes Dort College, Rindles into the front court. Nathan with it on the left side. Nathan, spin move, kick out, tie, tie, be there, three, no. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings off and running. With it on the right side is Bloom. Bloom to Wells. Wells short arms the layup. David Denherter bothered the shot. Here comes Dort College. Left side it goes Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles, Sumner, B-Sum, three. Got it! Brian Sumner knocking down the three from the left wing. Dort College 22, Hastings 11. Back with more after this. Timeout on the floor. Hastings College. 10:18 to go, first half. Dort College 22, Hastings 11. Abu Fall and Brady Lallman conversing in front of me. My guess is J.D. Bohr is going to be picked off here shortly as Abu Fall tries to set a screen, and Lallman retreats to the opposite wing now. Bohr shadowing him. Right side pass goes over to Carson Bloom. Bloom out front. They go down low to Fall. Fall working on Tyler Walthersdorf. Shot off of the glass. Good for Abu Fall. He's got three. Dort College leads 22-13. Into the front court with the basketball is Tyler. He goes right side over to Rindles. Rindles out front, Tyler. Left side it goes Bohr. Bohr feeds it down low, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, they bring two players, potentially a third. He'll dribble out of the double team. Kyle with the basketball. He'll drive in now with the right hand, short shot. Rims out, no good. Halfway down, rims out. Here comes Hastings. Hastings with the basketball, down nine. Into the corner, and we've got a travel called. No, a Hamburger steps on the sideline out of bounds. At the half, at the timeout break, Dort College was shooting 44% from the floor, and they have had several shots where it looks like it's going to drop through. That last one, a case in point, where Kyle Lindbergh took it into the lane, had a nice looking little hook shot that normally goes down. Now Rindles into traffic, his shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Stolen by Rindles. Rindles driving in. Left hand good. Nathan Rindles the steal and the putback. Dort College leads 24-13. 9 minutes left to go, first half. Hastings basketball. Broncos have it. They'll run a set play, it appears. Left side, Lallman. Lallman guarded there by Bohr. Comes back right side. They feed it down low to Fall. Fall, hook shot in the lane. Can't get it. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles for the basketball, doesn't have the numbers. Nathan into the front court. He's got it on the right side. Tyler. Tyler will take it in against Fall. Back over to Rindles. Rindles comes left side. Bohr. Bohr back over to Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key. Underneath it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh, a lot of contact. No call made. Lindbergh finishes at the rim, though, with that little bank shot. Dort College leading 26-13. Shot blocked by Walthersdorf out of bounds. It'll be Hastings basketball. Dort College, a concerted effort to rotate players in and keep them fresh, try to wear on this Hastings College team that does not have the depth that they had hoped they would have at this point of the season. Two critical season-ending injuries. We'll talk about that maybe at our next timeout. Layup inside. Getting the layup is Brett Wells. Wells with four. Dort College leads 26-15. 8:20 left to go in the first half. Right side it goes Sumner. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra gives it to Franken. Franken on the baseline comes back over to Alex. Three, get in there. Yes. Needed that one, did Alex Terpstra. 29-15. Dort College leads by 14. 8 minutes remaining in the half. Out front with the basketball is Jake Hamburger. Hamburger, they feed Fall. Fall working against Denherter. Denherter not giving any ground. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Terpstra will win the race to it. Here comes Alex Terpstra. Head to Franken. Franken across the timeline. Dalton into the front court. He comes left side Lindbergh. Lindbergh with basketball down to the baseline. You probably heard Coach Ross Dama in the background saying, "Don't you dare," as Kyle Lindbergh looked at the jumper. Instead, Lindbergh takes it into the paint, lays it up. Dort College leads 31-15. Timeout on the floor. Hastings back with more after this. Well, I alluded to it, this Hastings team not as deep as they would like to be at this point of the season. Early in the year, they lost Dylan Flynn. He's a senior post player, 850 career points. His season ended at the 8-game mark. Tobin Reinwald, who missed all of last year with an injury, tore an ACL in his knee, rehabbed, played this year up until, I believe, 3 weeks ago or so. Tore an ACL again. He currently sits at 1,100 points. He would have a year of eligibility remaining if he so desires to rehab and come back. And Tobin Reinwald, for those of you not familiar with him, he's a player that came in the same year as Trevor Waltersdorf and that group for the Dort College Defenders, and he compared very well physically and athletically to Trevor Waltersdorf. So that gives you an idea of what Tobin Reinwald brought to this Hastings College team, but he is unavailable as well this evening after a season-ending knee injury a couple of weeks ago. Driving layup by Jake Hamburger. Hamburger with 4 points. Dort College leads 31-17, 7 minutes remaining in this first half. On the right side with it is Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it to Franken. Franken double team back over to Sumner. Three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang. Brian Sumner, the Ankeny freshman. The freshman from Ankeny, the native from Ankeny, Iowa, getting more and more comfortable shooting that shot. Dort College leading 34-17, biggest lead of the ballgame. Comes out front to Hamburger. Hamburger gives it left wing to Brady Lallman. Lallman to Wells. Wells, jumper, baseline, 12-footer, good. Brett Wells with six. Dort College leads 34-19. With a basketball on the right side is Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the wing, comes out front, Terpstra. Terpstra over to Sumner. Sumner looking down low. Den Herter has him sealed. And Den Herter is fouled from behind by Ibu Fall. He picks up his second personal foul. Coach Ross Dama, over in front of me, I could hear him saying, he's got him sealed, feed him. When your post players are working for position down low, you're a guard on the wing, you got to get him the ball. Good things usually happen. Lindbergh passes into the corner to Bohr. Bohr to Sumner. Sumner back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Sumner. Sumner gives it to Den Herter. Den Herter facing up 12 feet from the basket. Hook shot in the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Fall. 6 minutes left to go first half. 34-19, Dort College by 15. Akeem Morrison with the basketball. He passes right side over to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger gives it up Wells. Wells back over to Hamburger. Hamburger down to Morrison. Morrison with it on the right wing. Morrison comes back to Wells. Wells with the basketball. Morrison. Morrison to Abu Fall. 17 feet from the hoop. He's going to try to back his way in. Now Dort College had a switch on defense. They feed it down low to Fall. Fall shot blocked, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. Dort College ended up with a bad mismatch on the opposite side, and J.D. Bohr was guarding Abu Fall, and Den Herter was guarding Lallman. So the foul called on the play against J.D. Bohr. J.D. picks up his first. Shooting free throws will be Abu Fall. Fall, 1-for-2 today from the charity stripe. Free throw by Fall is up and good. Fall, 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Dalton Franken checks out. David Den Herter checks out. Tyler Waltersdorf and Nathan Rindles check in. Sumner, Lindbergh, and Bohr stay on the floor. Dort College leading 34-20. You want to see Dort College finish this half well. Second free throw on the way by Fall is up off the heel. No good. He goes 1-for-2 again from the charity stripe. Dort College leading 34-20. Rindles with it on at the top of the key. With a basketball is Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key. Rindles still has the dribble. Picks it up. Passes over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Comes back over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr to Sumner. Sumner feeds it down low. Waltersdorf double teamed. Looks for the kick out. Finds the kick out. Sumner's three. Missed it. No good. It's on the baseline. And J.D. Bohr saves it in. But they say that he was on the baseline, out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Well, J.D. Bohr not giving up on the play. Diving after it. Looked like he might have gotten it off of Abu Fall, and he did. But the problem is he was on the baseline when he made contact with the ball. Hastings basketball. On the left side with it is Jake Hamburger. Hamburger, right side, Wells. Wells looking for Fall. Dort College giving up some size. Here's Lallman. Lallman. I beg your pardon, Lallman on the cut. They feed it underneath to Fall. Fall, layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Here comes Dort College leading by 14. Nathan gives it up. Lindbergh. Lindbergh, double team. Looks for the cutter. Gets it to Sumner. Sumner, 10-footer, no good. There for the rebound is Tyler Waltersdorf, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. 4:29 left to play in the half. Inbounding the basketball will be Rindles. Rindles gets it in to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf comes back over to Sumner. Sumner gives it to Terpstra. Terpstra, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, the cutter. Underneath is Terpstra. Terpstra, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf lets Terpstra reestablish himself inbounds. They bring the double team. Comes back over to Sumner. 17 to shoot. Now Rindles. Rindles, pull up from 10. Good. Nathan Rindles with 6 points. Dort College leads 36-20. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Hastings basketball. With it on the left side is Brady Lohman. Lohman to Lena. Lena comes right side. Nothing there. Goes over to Carson Bloom. Bloom, right wing to Lena. Lena with it into the corner. Wells. Wells, jumper, baseline from 15. Good. Didn't know Brett Wells could do that consistently, but he has this afternoon. 36-22. Hastings down 14. Back the other way is Rindles. Rindles pass, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Throwing the ball in will be Rindles. Rindles throws in over the top, finds Sumner. 3:30 remaining. Dort College by 14 here in the first half. Terpstra, right side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back to Rindles. Rindles, free throw line jumper, is off the heel, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, and we've got a player hurt for Hastings. Brian Sumner, three-pointer, yes. Three-point bucket for Brian Sumner. Yet another three. He's got three cubed, 9 points. Dort College leads 39-22, and the player shaken up on the play for Hastings. It was number 13, Brett Wells. I don't know if he turned an ankle or twisted a knee, but he will check out of the ballgame for the time being at the 3:13 mark. 3:13 remaining, first half. Dort College 39, Hastings 22. Bringing the ball up is Hastings. This is Carson Bloom. Hastings basketball, they pass left side to Lohman. Lohman at the top of the key, guarded there by Sumner. Back over to Bloom. Carson Bloom. Back to Hamburger. Hamburger goes right side. Fall. Fall with the basketball. Fall working against Den Herter. Fall in traffic. Off of the glass. Good. Ibu Fall just lowered his shoulder. Battering ram style. Got it to the hoop. And then Den Herter was unable to get up and block the shot. Pass goes to Franken on the baseline. Dalton in traffic. Back over to Rindles. Rindles out front. Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Right side. Franken. Franken. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf. Back to Sumner. Sumner driving. Baseline. Nothing there. Picks up his dribble. Hands it back over to Rindles. Dort College continues through the motion. Left side it goes Walt. Walt. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles. Right side. Sumner. B-Sum. Layup. No good as it blocks out of bounds. Ibu falls saying, not so fast, my friend. The 6'7 senior from Dakar, Senegal, swats it out of the air. Sumner and Walt will check out of the ballgame. Dort College leading 39-25. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Throwing the ball in is Rindles. Rindles looking. In danger of a 5 seconds call, finds Den Herter. Den Herter over to Franken. 2:12 left to play. They feed it down low to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, two players around him. Kyle with the basketball. Kyle, double team, doesn't give it up yet. J.D. Bohr with it on the right wing. J.D.'s not going to shoot it. He comes back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball back to Kyle. Kyle backing his way in, double team, hook shot, no good. Rebound tipped by Den Herter, controlled by Hastings. Here come the Broncos, down by 15. 1:48 remaining in the half. Hastings basketball, Carson Bloom. Bloom with the ball. Bloom goes right side, Lohman. Lohman with it in the corner. Lohman puts it down on the deck, and we've got a foul called on the defenders, and not a bad foul that time by Dort College. It came before the shot. Brady Lohman today, a field goal thus far. He's the type of player, though, that can go off and score 14 or 16 in a five-minute span. They look for Lohman. Hastings basketball, Bloom. Bloom gives it to Lena. Lena with the basketball. That was team foul number 5 on the defenders. And J.D. Bohr gets called for a personal foul on the perimeter. J.D. picks up his second personal foul. That's his third. I missed the second one. J.D. will check out of the ballgame. Nathan Rindles checks out. Rindles playing with a personal foul as well, so he'll get a little breather here on defense. David Den Herter guarding the inbounds pass. Carson Bloom to throw it in. It's down on the floor. It's picked up by Terpstra. Alex Terpstra with the basketball. Lindbergh will run the point. Here comes Kyle into the front court. Left side it goes Brian Sumner. Sumner, left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh into the corner, Terp. Terp, three. And they say that he was on the sideline out of bounds before he got the shot off. Didn't realize where he was on the floor. And looked like he was standing on the sideline out of bounds. That's the call, at least. And Hastings will come the other way, trailing by 15. Bronco basketball, they go to Fall. Fall down on the block, puts it up, and he might have traveled with it. Foul called on Den Herder. That's foul number one on him. And free throws on the way for Abu Fall. It looked like Abu Fall shuffled his feet from my vantage point. No call made, though, and he's got two free throws coming. First free throw, no good. Ty is in. David Den Herder is out. That's Tyler Walterstorff into the ballgame. Second free throw on the way for Fall. He's 2 for 5 from the free throw line. This one's up, and he sidewinds that one through. That one had a bad-looking spin on it, but it goes through. Door College leads 39-25. Into the front court with the basketball, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Terpstra. Terpstra at the top of the key, left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff double-teamed, gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it, facing up against Lena. Lindbergh backing his way in, puts it up off the glass, good. Kyle Lindbergh with 8 points. Dort College leads 41-25. 16-point advantage. Let's see if Dort College can get a defensive stop here. Lohman working against Terpstra. Left side pass. It goes to Carson Bloom. Bloom gives it up. Hamburger. Hamburger throws it away. Lohman was cutting back door. Hamburger threw it out to the wing instead. 35.9 seconds remaining in this half. Dort College can hold for the final shot if they so desire. I'd be surprised if they didn't. 41-25, Dort College by 16. Set play on the way for the defenders. Dort College leading by 16. Walterstorff and Lindbergh will play catch out front. Hastings has two fouls to give. I'd use a couple up and make Dort College inbound the ball a couple more times. It doesn't look like they will. Lindbergh basketball, 12 seconds, 10, 9. Lindbergh still at the center jump circle. Lindbergh, 5, 4. Lindbergh drives in, lays it up with the right hand, good. Kyle Lindbergh, 10 points, finishes the half off with a swooping layup. And the Dort College defenders lead at 43-25. Timeout, and that's the end of the first half. We'll be back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. Halftime, men's college basketball. Dort College leads Hastings 43-25. It'll be Dort College basketball as well when the second half begins. Dort College and Hastings tight early with Hastings leading 6-5. Dort College, though, went on a 6-0 run to lead 11-6. Hastings eventually trimmed the lead to 13-11, but Dort College used a 9-0 run to get up 22-11. That was their first double-digit lead of the contest. Hastings did make it 22-13. Then Dort College pushed the lead up to double digits and gradually extended it to this biggest lead of the ballgame, 43-25. Dort College led unofficially by Kyle Lindbergh's 10 points. Hastings is topped by Brett Wells with 8. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading Hastings at halftime 43-25. Here are the numbers from the first half of play. Dort College 17 of 36 from the floor for 47.2%. 5 of 11 on three-pointers, 45.5%. 4 for 4 on free throws, 100%. Dort College has out-rebounded Hastings 17-15. Turnovers, Hastings 9, Dort College 2. For the Broncos, they are 11 of 23 from the floor, 47.8%. 0 of 3 on threes, 0%. 3 for 6 on free throws, 50%. Dort College is led in scoring by Kyle Lindbergh's 10 points. He's 5 of 9 from the floor. 9 points each for Tyler Walterstorff and Brian Sumner. 6 points for Dalton Franken. 6 for Nathan Rindles. 3 for Alex Terpstra. There's Dort College's total of 43. For the Hastings College Broncos, 8 points for Brett Wells, 7 for Ibu Fall, 4 points for Jake Hamburger, 2 each for Zach Lena, Brady Lohman, and Carson Bloom. Rebounding, Nathan Rindles leads Dort College with 4, 3 each for Tyler Walterstorff and Brian Sumner. Kyle Lindberg also with 3 rebounds, 2 for Alex Terpstra. For Hastings, Ibu Fall has 5 rebounds, 2 for Carson Bloom. Dort College is led in assists by Dalton Franken with 3, 2 for Kyle Lindberg. For Hastings, 2 for Carson Bloom. And Nathan Rindles has a pair of steals. Alex Terpstra and Tyler Walterstorff each have 1 steal apiece. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this.
Council.
Halftime scores from the conference semifinals. Men's basketball, Dort College leads Hastings 43-25. That's the game you're listening to right now. Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside deadlocked at 42 apiece over in Sioux City. They're at halftime. Northwestern leads Concordia 57-36 in women's play. And Morningside on the road leading Hastings at halftime 30-18. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We'll take another break, and we'll be back with second half action right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Vettingland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders leading by 18 as the second half will begin, and I had mentioned, as I had mentioned earlier, I thought Dort College had the ball. Possession arrow up on the board. It was pointing to Dort College. Now it points to Hastings, and that is correct. Hastings with the basketball. There were no held balls in the first half. Pass comes right side over to Lohman. Lohman with the basketball on the wing. Lohman drives in. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Round the horn they go. Hastings will try to chip away at this ball game. Underneath the layup, back cut, and the lay-in is good for Carson Bloom. Dort College with the basketball, leading by 16, 43-27. Underneath Lindberg, and Lindberg is fouled on the play. That foul is going to go on Wells, and for Wells, that is number 2. And 2 free throws on the way for Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg with 10 points today. Let's see if he can knock down a couple of free throws. Dort College 4 for 4 in the first half from the free throw line. And 5 for 5 as Lindberg makes that one. A second free throw on the way for Lindberg. 19:28 left to play in the ballgame. Nice size crowd on hand for a lousy day weather-wise. We've got snow, and it just keeps on coming, it seems. Lindberg with another free throw. Dort College 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 45-27. with the basketball, Lohman. Lohman passes right side over to Wells. Wells gives it up to Bloom. Bloom with the basketball in between the circles. Pass goes right corner, Hamburger. Hamburger driving in. Tough shot, can't get it to go. Rebound tap, controlled by Walthersdorf. Here comes Dort College. Franken into the front court. Dalton stops, pops. 15-footer, no good. And Ron Jackson says he shuffled his feet before he got the jumper off. 45-27, Dort College by 18, Hastings basketball. Left side with it is Hamburger. Hamburger, round the horn they go, Wells. Wells gives it up right side to Lohman. Lohman back to Wells. Wells, jumper, short, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by the defenders and Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Alex hung around long enough, got the ball, passes over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Franken, Franken, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Walt. Walt, layup good. Tyler Walthersdorf, 11 points as he times out the jump. Dort College leads by 20, their biggest lead of the game, 47-27. With the basketball is Bloom. Bloom goes over to Brady Lohman. Lohman, round the horn they go, right side. This is Carson Bloom. Bloom to Wells. Wells tries to dump it underneath to Fall, and Fall is fouled before the shot. Fall's going to go on Dort College and Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf takes his first foul of the game. That's by my count, at least. Another one on, and that is his first. Ball is inbounded. Dort College with a 20-point lead, 18-20 remaining. Hastings basketball. They go to Lohman. Lohman posting up is Wells. Wells on the elbow. Wells, little up and under move. His layup is good. Wells with a 2-point bucket. He's got 10. Coming back the other way is Rindles. Rindles tries to drop it inside for Lindbergh, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hamburger. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College by 18, 47-29. Inbounding will be Rindles, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rindles looking. Gets it out front for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, working against Fall. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, right side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Terpstra. Terpstra with it in the right corner. Comes back over to Franken. Franken back to Terpstra. Terpstra left side, Rindles. Rindles gives it up, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it on the block. They don't bring the double team. Now, when he puts it on the floor, they do bring the double team. Stolen back by Rindles. Rindles off of the glass, good. Rindles somehow handed up with it back in his mitts, and he puts it off of the glass. 49-29, a garbage shot, but it counts two nonetheless. With a basketball, a Hamburger. That's not a shot you're going to want to see out of your regular offense, but as part of a fight for the basketball and a loose ball situation, you'll take that 2-point bucket anytime. J.D. Bohr checks in. Alex Terpstra checks out. 17-26 remaining ball game. Inbounding the basketball are the Broncos and Lohman. Lohman passes over to Bloom. Bloom gives it up. Lohman. Lohman on the left wing. Lohman guarded there by Bohr. Down to the baseline. Help defense there. And late in arriving is Tyler Walthersdorf. Walt picks up his second personal. Tyler whistled for his second personal foul. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. David Denherger will check back into the game. So Lohman to the free throw line for the first time today. 88% free throw shooter. First one is up and through. He's got three. 49-30 pending another free throw. Walthersdorf checks out with two personals. Another free throw coming. This one is up and good. So Lohman makes them both. He's got 4 points. 49-31, Dort College by 18. 17 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in this contest. Left side, Rindles. Rindles out front, Franken. Franken underneath, Lindbergh. Lindbergh in traffic, off the glass, no good. Tap by Denherger, no good. Ball's down on the floor. And now a jump ball. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lena is in, Brandon Krause is in, Hamburger checks out, Brett Wells checks out. Inbounding the basketball will be J.D. Bohr. Bohr to throw it in. They give it up, Rindles. Rindles layup, good. Nathan Rindles with 10 points. Dort College leads 51-31. Hastings for the basketball. That was a read-and-react play for the defenders. Hastings really concerned with what was going to happen in the middle of the lane, and instead it was Rindles racing baseline and a hold called on the play against J.D. Bohr. Bohr picks up his third. That's four on Bohr. J.D. Bohr whistled for the personal foul. That's team foul number three on the defenders in this half, I believe. And Brian Sumner checks back into the game. Pass goes left side. With it is Bloom. Bloom gives it up Lallman. Lallman's pass deflected. Taken away by Rindles. Rindles with a head full of steam. Three on two. The numbers. Comes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the corner. Brian Sumner. Three-pointer off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Bloom up the floor quickly. He passes right side over to Lallman. Lallman will put it up. The three. No good. Rebound cleared by Rindles. Here comes North College. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side. Sumner another one. Missed that one as well. Rebound tapped out by Lindbergh, controlled by Lallman. Here comes Dort College. I beg your pardon, here comes Hastings. The right-handed layup, shot no good. Now a jump ball called. As Den Herder was unwilling to give it up, Lena took it away from him, but a jump ball called. It will be Dort College basketball. 16:02 left to play in the game. Hastings to inbound. Lena trying to get position down low, and they finally throw it in. They get it to Lena. Lena off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped, and Wells loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. I said Wells, it should have been Lena. Lena had it momentarily. Alex Terpstra into the game. Dalton Franken will check out. The rotation's getting shorter and shorter here in this tournament run for the defenders as they try to just rotate fresh players through. 15:50 left to play. Ball game. Dort College up by 20. Rindles with the basketball on the right wing. He feeds it up front Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Terpstra. Terpstra on the left side. Up front Sumner. Sumner right side Rindles. Rindles looking down low for Den Herder. They front him. Pass comes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra right side Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Nathan will go to the free throw line to try and extend the Dort College lead. Dort College finally got what they wanted there. And the defenders will shoot free throws with Nathan Rindles. Rindles with 10 points today, by my count. First free throw on the way by Nathan, up and through. He's got 11. Another free throw on the way for Rindles, trying to extend the lead. Dort College with their biggest lead of the game right now. Second free throw is up and through. Rindles is a 86% free throw shooter. 53-31, Dort College leading by 22. Hastings basketball. They go to Lallman, guarded there by Terpstra. Ball goes down low to Fall. Fall will face up against Den Herder. He retreats to the baseline. David Den Herder trying to stay low. Pass comes right side. It goes to Krause. Krause to Lallman. Lallman with a basketball. They don't give him a ball screen. He's working against Terpstra. He puts the ball on the floor. Lindbergh switches off on him. Jumper from the wing, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a basketball. Kyle into the front court. Lindbergh with the right hand. Feeds the trailer. Rindles. Rindles. Sumner. Sumner. Den Herder. Den Herder fouled from behind. That's going to go on Lena. That's number two on him. And David Den Herder, the recipient of the extra pass. Sumner dished it off to Den Herder, and right now for the Dort College defenders, as I've said before, when you don't care who gets the points and you don't care who scores, oftentimes really good things will happen. And on that possession, the extra pass resulting in David Den Herder getting wide open underneath, and David Den Herder makes the first of two free throw attempts, 54-31. Tyler Waltersdorf is in. Kyle Lindbergh will check out. 14:57 left to play in this contest. Another free throw on the way for David Den Herder. Den Herder's free throw is up and through. And Dort College, 10 for 10 from the free throw line here this afternoon. 55-31, Dort College by a couple dozen. Hastings basketball. Left side with it is Lallman. Lallman out front. It goes to Brett Wells. Wells with the basketball. Hamburger. Hamburger on the right wing, guarded by Sumner. Dort College in man-for-man defense. They lob it down low, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. Brandon Krause trying to feed the post player, Ibu Fall. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. The defenders up by 24. They extend the 18-point lead by 6 in the first 5 minutes and 22 seconds of the second half. And Hastings is forced to use the timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. Dort College has outscored Hastings 12-6 to start the second half. 55-31, Dort College by 24. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles on the right wing. Rindles out front, Tyler. Tyler left side, Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing. feeds it out front. Ball is deflected, picked up by Lawman. Lawman at midcourt, and a blocking foul called on Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for his second. 14:23 left to play in this contest. Foul number two on Rindles. Out front with the basketball is Bloom. Bloom in between the circles. Bloom goes to Fall. Fall back to Bloom. Bloom around the horn. Now Bloom on the right wing. Beg your pardon. That was Hamburger running the point. Comes left side. Abu Fall. And Abu Fall lowers his shoulder and gets called for the charge. Abu Fall whistled for his third personal. David Denherter takes the charge. 55-31 North College in front. 14:08 remaining in this game. Bringing the basketball up is Rindles. Rindles on the left wing, goes baseline, picks up his dribble, comes back over to Tyler Waltersdorf, right side Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing, reversal, left side, Rindles. Rindles back out front, Sumner. Sumner looking down low, instead they come back to Rindles. Rindles runs the weave, top of the key, three off the mark, no good by Terpstra. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Broncos into the front court, right side pass goes over to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger gives it up left wing to Lohman. Lohman. Back up front, Hamburger. Hamburger with the basketball, Lohman. Lohman on the right wing. Lohman will put it on the floor. Stops at the free throw line. Out front, set up. Two-pointer, no good by Lena. Little out of his range for the left-hander. Here comes Dort College. Pass goes Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the lane. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And this is what Dort College will do to you eventually, is they'll just start grinding on you and they'll go to the free throw line. It is not fancy, but it is effective. You get enough free throws, you're probably going to win the ball game. Dort College so far out shooting Hastings from the charity stripe. This will be the 11th and 12th free throw of the game. First free throw by Tyler, up and good. Hastings, by comparison, has shot eight. 56-31, Dort College leading. Well, if you wanted a defensive performance by the defenders, you wanted that intensity that seems to have been missing the last couple of games, you've gotten it here today. Free throw no good, but there for the rebound, and the putback is Lindbergh. Lindbergh laying back in the weeds, gets the shot to go. Dort College leads 58-31, threatening to blow this wide open. Patrick Nabli into the ballgame for the first time today. Left side pass to Bloom. Bloom to Lena. Lena comes back over to Bloom. Bloom will set up. He'll cast up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle into the front court. He's at the free throw line. Feeds it underneath to Patrick Nabla. Nabla over to Franken. Franken to Nabla. Nabla with it on the right side. Rindles. Rindles double teamed. Throws it back out. Intended for Dort College's Tyler Waltersdorf, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings, Jake Hamburger. It'll be Dort College basketball. .12:28 left to play in this ball game. Dort College leading 58-31. .12:38 left to play in the ball game. Dort College leading by 27. With it out front is Rindles. Rindles on the wing. Rindles, nothing there. Guarded by Bloom. Comes out front, Franken. Franken sets, fires, two. Good. Dalton with 8 points. Dort College leads 60-31. Hastings has two timeouts remaining. I've got to think they're going to use one here shortly if they don't get things straightened out. Patrick Nabla commits a foul on the perimeter. Brady Lallman is fouled. So Nabla whistled for the personal. Patrick, after missing several games, played on Wednesday night against Northwestern. And now a hold called on the defenders and Patrick Nabla. So a foul called on Nabla on the ensuing inbounds play. Nabla whistled for his second. Inbounding the basketball. They backdoor cut Lena. Lena puts it up. No good, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. And the Dort faithful not happy with that call. Foul called on Dort College and Kyle Lindbergh, his first. Lena will go to the free throw line where he's a 70% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a pair here. Dort College leading 60-31. First free throw is up and good for Lena. He's got 3 points. A second free throw on the way for Lena. Dort College right now on the floor. Their original starting five. Minus Terpstra plus Knobloch. Lena makes both free throws. He's got 4. And the Dort College defenders lead 60-33. Out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Knobloch. Knobloch with the basketball. Knobloch at the top of the... Pardon, this is Rindles. Rindles to Franken. Franken, jumper, baseline, missed it, no good. Tap by Rindles, no good. Controlled by Hastings. Hastings off and running. Right side it goes Wells. Wells driving in, stripped by Waltersdorf. Rebound, or steal by Waltersdorf. Here comes Dort College and Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the left side. Back over to Ty. Ty to Franken. Franken, 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings for the basketball. Coach Ross Dommel wanting a foul call on that jump shot, and I can't blame him. With it out front is Bloom. Bloom comes back over to Hamburger. Hamburger into the corner. Lena. Lena loses it. It's down on the floor. And a timeout on the floor. Charge to Hastings. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We near the midpoint of this afternoon's ball game. Dort College leading by 27. Hastings to inbound. They've got one timeout remaining. Inbounding the basketball. They get it in to Wells. Wells on the right corner. Wells gives it up to Lallman. Lallman, guarded there by Kyle Lindbergh, gets a ball screen. He'll feed it back over to Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Bloom to Hamburger. Hamburger in between the circles out front. Passes left side, Bloom. Bloom, shot blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound taken down by Lallman. Lallman shot, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh, and should have been a shot clock violation, I believe. And it'll be Dort College basketball. As it is, the rebound got tapped out of bounds. Dort College leading by 27. Over in Sioux City, shaping up to be a close one. Last report I saw was 61-61 with about 14 minutes remaining. Right side, Terpstra. Terpstra, 3 off the iron, no good. Rebound controlled by Hastings and Krause. I beg your pardon, that was Lena. Lena with the basketball. Lena with it, comes back over to Lallman. Lallman, left side, Hamburger. Hamburger to Morrison. Morrison with the basketball. He goes left side over to Wells. Wells to Lallman. Lallman in traffic. Loose ball picked up by Terpstra. Terpstra doesn't have the numbers. Feeds Franken. Franken back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh has it tipped away. Controlled by Hastings. Coming up with it is Brett Wells. Wells back over to Lallman. Lallman gives it up. Lena. Lena shot good. Lena with a two-point basket. He's got 6. Dort College leads 60-35. 10 minutes left to go in the game. Left side pass Franken. Franken with it out front. Terpstra. Terpstra. Right side, Rindles. Rindles gives it up. Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Franken. Franken, top of the key. Rindles. Rindles, Terpstra. 15 to shoot. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, kick out pass Terpstra. Terpstra's not going to take the 3. He dribbles off to the right wing. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Terpstra with it underneath Den Herder. Den Herder with the basketball poked away. 4 seconds to shoot for the defenders. And it'll be a sideline out of bounds play. Terpstra is out. Franken is out. Rindles is out. Rindles will stay in. Lindbergh will check out. Waltersdorf, Den Herder, Bohr, Sumner, and Rindles on the floor. Dort College with 4 to shoot. Bohr tries to take it in, put it on the floor. They brought the double team, and Lena takes it away. 9:27 remaining in the game. 60-35, our score. Dort College leading by 25. Lena into the lane, and we've got a hand check called on David Den Herder. Den Herder whistled for his second, and now Hastings will shoot the 1-1. Lena will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. His team trailing 60-35. Lena is a 70% free throw shooter. The left-hander's free throw missed it. No good. It's 2 for 3 today. Bringing the ball up is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf goes right side. Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner with it on the left wing. Sumner over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up, and he is blocked on the play, but a foul on the play called on Brett Wells, his 3rd. Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot a deuce. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading, 9:08 remaining in regulation. Free throw by Tyler is up and good. Tyler with 13 points. Another free throw coming for Tyler Waltersdorf. 61-35, Dort College in front comfortably. Second free throw by Waltersdorf is up and through, and Tyler Waltersdorf, 7 of 8 from the free throw line, makes it a 62-35 ball game. Hastings basketball, Lohman. Lohman back out front. This is Thayer, Alex Thayer to Morrison. Morrison with it on the left wing. Morrison tries to put it on the floor, stripped on the way up, bats it out to Wells. Wells to Thayer, Alex Thayer with the basketball. Alex Thayer gives it up, Lohman. Lohman shot for three is good. First three-pointer of the day for Brady Lohman. He's got 7 points. Dort College leads 62-38. 8:30 left to play in the game. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Waltersdorf comes right side over to Rindles. Rindles puts it up, the little floater, good. Nathan Rindles with another two. He's got 14. Dort College leads 64-38. Hastings throws it away on the other end. Turnover. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball on the left side. With it is Sumner. Sumner to Franken. Franken gives it up. J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr, left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Comes to Lindbergh, and Lindbergh is stripped. And but a foul on the play called on Hastings and Brett Wells. That'll be number four on Wells. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Starting to watch that score over in Sioux City a little bit closer between Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside. Free throw, no good. Ball's down on the floor, though, and it's still loose, and controlling it is Lohman. 7:50 remaining in the game. Dort College leads 64-38. Lohman with the basketball. Lohman on the left side. Brady Lohman with the basketball. Throws it over the top. Finds Brett Wells. Brett Wells with the basketball. Wells gives it up to Brady Lohman. Lohman down to the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound fought for. Timing it out is Brian Sumner. Here comes Dort College. Defenders leading 64-38. Bounce pass through the lane taken by Bohr. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side. Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Sumner to Bohr. Dort College leading 64-38. 7:15 and counting. J.D. Bohr with the basketball. Gets it away. Sumner. Sumner looking for Tyler Waltersdorf. Gives it instead to Kyle Lindbergh on the left elbow. Kyle with the basketball. He'll put it on the floor against Wells. Through the lane pass to Bohr. Bohr, 7 seconds left. Five now. Lindbergh will put up the jumper. No good. Missed it off the iron. Rebound tapped by Sumner, but he's fouled on the play. Brian will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. Good work that time by the defenders. 6:44 left to go in Sioux City. It's Dakota Wesleyan 78, Morningside 75. Here in Sioux Center, Dort College leading 64-38. Pending free throws by Sumner. That one's up and good. Brian Sumner with another free throw on the way. Well, they're going to say he was actually shooting on that play. J.D. Bohr will check out of the contest for the defenders. And another free throw on the way for Brian Sumner. The right-hander's free throw is up and good. Sumner with 11. Dort College leads 66-38. 6:50 left to play in this game. With it out front is Lohman. Lohman stops. Shot in the lane, no good, but a foul on the play called on Terpstra. Alex whistled for the personal, his second. David Denherter comes over to the sideline to get some instruction from Coach Ross Dalma. 66-38, Dort College leading. Wallman with two free throws. Dort College has done a pretty good job on the senior, averaging 20.3 points per game entering the contest. He had 2 points in the first half. He has 6 points here in the second half after that free throw. He's got another one coming. 6:44 to go in the game. Second free throw is up and good. Brady Wallman makes both free throws. Dort College leads 66-40. 6:40 and counting. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Franken. Franken with it on the wing. Franken over to Terp. Terpstra with it on the wing. Terpstra has it on the left side. He'll bring it back to the top of the key. Terpstra all the way down to the right baseline. Double team. Comes over to Franken. Franken out front, 15 to shoot. Dalton has it stripped on the way up by Hamburger. Hamburger trying to find Lena on the run out. And the shot is blocked by Franken. Out of bounds. It will be Hastings basketball. Dalton Franken not giving up on that play. He swats it away. Lena thought he had an uncontested layup, and he gets it swatted out of bounds. Comes back out front with the basketball is Carson Bloom. Bloom to Hamburger. Hamburger with the basketball. Lohman. Lohman with it on the left side. Lohman on the wing. He comes out front with the basketball. Hamburger, and Hamburger is fouled on the play by Terpstra. Alex Terpstra has just picked up his third, I believe. Well, it's a real dogfight over in Sioux City. Dakota Wesleyan by two now with 5 minutes remaining. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Hamburger. He's got another one on the way. Now it's a three-point game in Sioux City, 84-81. Dakota Wesleyan in front. Second free throw is up and through by Hamburger. Hamburger with six. Dort College leads 66-42. 6 minutes remaining in this one as Dort College will try to bring it home. Lindbergh out front. He goes right side, Terpstra. Terpstra to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, no look pass underneath Denherger, and Denherger is fouled on the play by Lena. Zach Lena commits the personal, his third. David Denherger, two free throws on the way. Well, how this tournament works, right now Dort College in front comfortably, and you think 24 points should be enough with 5:49 to go. Over in Sioux City then, those two teams, Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan, playing for an automatic berth, as they would be assured of at least a runner-up finish in the postseason tournament. If Dort College indeed holds on, whoever they play is assured of an automatic berth in the national tournament. So that's what's at stake over in Sioux City at this point. Den Herger makes both free throws. David is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 68-42. Hastings basketball. With it is Hamburger. Hamburger left side. Lohman shot no good. Underneath the basket is Lena. Lena's shot no good. And coming away with it is J.D. Bohr. And Bohr is fouled on the play in the backcourt by Carson Bloom. And J.D. Bohr will go to the free throw line. And he'll shoot two free throws as he was fouled for the 10th foul of the game against Hastings. So J.D., averaging a half a point a game, will go to the free throw line for two. So J.D. Bohr shooting two. Sophomore from Hull sizes it up, lets it go. Good. To 42. J.D. Bohr gets a round of applause. He's been doing that thankless work of chasing Brady Lohman this afternoon. Dort College leads 69-42. Bohr misses the second free throw attempt, a little bit short. Hastings with the basketball. Hamburger. Ball tipped by Waltersdorf. It's loose. Picked up by the Broncos. Comes back left side. Lena. Lena shot blocked. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Hastings basketball. Patrick Nabla will check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Nathan Rindles. Now, if you're Dort College, it becomes about managing minutes if you can. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Moisture on the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Renson, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Lena in the lane, and he is fouled on the play. And the Door College defender lead remains at 69-62. Free throws on the way. And that wasn't Lena, that was Carson Bloom. My vision obstructed by the referee, Randy Hagedorn. First free throw is up and good. Bloom makes the first one. He's got another one coming. He's got five. Another free throw on the way for Bloom. This one's up and through as well. 6 points for Bloom. And the defenders lead at 69-44. Tyler Walterstorff into the front court. He's at midcourt. Comes left side over to Bohr. J.D. Bohr with it on the left side. J.D. Bohr out front. Nablaugh. Nablaugh with it. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the right wing. Tyler with the basketball guarded there by Wells. Tyler into the lane. Nothing there over to J.D. Bohr. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner with the ball underneath to Den Herder. Den Herder tries to pass it out. It's deflected. Taken away by Lohman. Lohman ahead to Wells. Wells layup good. Brett Wells with 12 points. Dort College leads 69-46. 4.5 left to go in the game. With the basketball in the backcourt is Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff will bring it up. He takes it across the timeline. Comes over to Nablaugh. Nablaugh to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. He's basically running point right now for the defenders. He gets around his man, drives in, has it tipped away by a Hastings player. It'll be Dort College basketball. Bohr checks out of the game. Checking in is Terpstra. 4:14 to go in the game. Inbounding the basketball is Nablaugh. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Sumner. Sumner to Nablaugh. Nablaugh over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Walt. Walt, three. Yes. Three-point basket, Tyler Walterstorff. He's got eight in the second half, 17 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 72-46. Jumper in the lane is good by Jake Hamburger. Hamburger with eight. Dort College leads 72-48. 3:48 left to go in this game. Terpstra tries to pass it towards half court. Walterstorff unable to reel it in, and Hamburger will inbound the basketball. Nablaugh checks out of the game. Checking in is Rindles. 3:42 to go in the game. Dort College leading 72-48. Comes right side, Lena. Lena, kick out pass. Hamburger. Hamburger to Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Lohman will drive in. Right-handed layup. Good. Brady Lohman with a two-point basket. He's got 11. Dort College leads 72-50. In the backcourt is Rindles. Rindles might have been fouled in the backcourt. Sumner. Sumner back over to Rindles. And Rindles is fouled on the play by Bloom. That time he gets the call. And Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Nathan this afternoon with 14 points. Dort College leading. Over in Sioux City, it's Wesleyan 88, Morningside 87. 3:58 to go in the game. Free throw on the way by Rindles, no good. He's got another one coming. Dort College is trying to ride this one out, get into the championship for the fourth year in a row. And Rindles makes one of two. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 73:50. Dort College by 23. Timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 73-50 our score. Dort College leading. 3:13 and counting. Hastings basketball. They give it to Lena. Lena in the lane, and they're going to give the bucket and a three-point play opportunity for Lena. 73-52. Dort College leading by 21. That foul's called on Alex Terpstra. Terpstra whistled for his fourth. Free throw on the way for Lena, trying to complete the three-point play, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Dort College leads 73-52. 3 minutes remaining in the game. Sumner goes right side over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr with it on the right side. Comes over to Rindles. Rindles to Terpstra. Terpstra back to Rindles. Rindles in between the circles. Left side, J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr, right side. They go over to Terpstra. Terpstra on the right wing. Terpstra Left side it goes. Bohr. Bohr gives it up to Rindles. Rindles deep in the corner. Underneath to Den Herter. Den Herter blocked. Takes it up again. Missed it. Gets it back. Loose ball. David Den Herter keeps working. He's got six. North College leads 75-52. 75-52. North College in front. 2:20 remaining in the game. Lallman with it on the left side. He feeds it over to Bloom. Bloom, three, good. Carson Bloom with the three-point basket. North College leads 75-55. Steal by Hastings in the backcourt. Layup is good for Brett Wells. Wells with 14. North College leads 75-57. 2 minutes left to go in the game. Rindles up the floor. Rindles with it on the sideline. And a reach-in foul called on Carson Bloom. Bloom whistled for his third personal. Over in Sioux City, it's now deadlocked 96-96 with a minute 13 left to go in the game. Dort College leading by 18 here, 1:57 to go. Rindles with a chance to extend the lead. First free throw by Nathan is up and good. Nathan, 3 for 4, now 4 for 5 from the charity stripe. He's got another one on the way. Den Herter and Bohr check out. Waltersdorf, Sumner, Rindles, Nabla, and Terpstra on the floor for the defenders. Second free throw coming. It's up and good. Timeout on the floor. Nathan Rindles makes it a 20-point ball game, 77-57. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading by 20, 148 and counting. Morrison kicks it into the corner. Wells, Wells, three, good. Brett Wells with the three-point bucket. Dort College leads 77-60. Patrick Nabla inbounding the basketball. It's tipped and controlled by Hastings. Morrison with it left side, trying to make it a 14-point ball game. He does. Akeem Morrison with a three-point bucket. Dort College leads 77-63. Dort College gets it inbounded to Tyler Waltersdorf, and Waltersdorf has to use a timeout to preserve the possession. Dort College by 14, 1:21 remaining, back-to-back threes by the Broncos. And Dort College has to use a timeout. You'd much prefer to just be simply be able to ride it out, but leading by 14 here, Dort College, the main objective is just simply put this game away. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Well, they've gone to overtime in Sioux City, 96-96 in that one. And just trying to piece together what's going on there. Jalen Voss having a big game along with Chris Manning, 27 and 28 respectively. Jade Miller also with 26 for the Broncos. Here in Sioux Center, Dort College leads. In the backcourt, Rindles. Rindles ahead to Sumner. Sumner, Rindles, Rindles to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it on the baseline. Nothing there, Terpstra. Dort College will retreat to the perimeter. With the basketball, Rindles. Rindles double-teamed. He's at midcourt, and he is pushed into the backcourt by Brett Wells. Wells commits his fifth personal foul. I believe he is done. Well, thank you to Corey Van Sloten for some quick updates on that Dakota Wesleyan game. Four players have done all the scoring for Wesleyan in Sioux City today. 28, 27, 26, and 15 points. And I believe that all adds up to 96. So riding the ponies hard for Dakota Wesleyan. Here in Sioux Center, Dort College by 14, 77-63. First free throw is up and good for Rindles. Remains to be seen who Dort College will be playing if they can indeed hang on to this 15-point lead with 103 remaining. Second free throw by Nathan is up and good. So Nathan Rindles today, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 79-63. Lallman with it, and Lallman is fouled on the play by Alex Terpstra. And I believe Terp has just fouled out. 57 seconds left to go in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Alex Terpstra will check out of the ballgame with his team up by 16 with just under a minute to go. Lallman to shoot two. Lallman had two at halftime. He has 11 now. Scored 9 in the second half. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Lohman. Another one on the way. Hastings trying to make it a 14-point ball game, and they do so. They've got one timeout remaining. 79-65, Dort College with the basketball. Sumner gets it away, Lindbergh. Lindbergh in the backcourt. Kyle with the basketball, and he is held on the play by Brandon Krause. Krause commits the personal. Over in Sioux City, it's now Morningside 101, Dakota Wesleyan 99. 3 minutes remaining in that game. Free throws on the way for the defenders and Lindbergh. Lindbergh makes the first one. Kyle today with 15 points, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 50 seconds left to go in this game. Dort all but salting it away here. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Lindbergh. Lindbergh checks in. Franken will check out. 81-65, Dort College in front. Dort College doing the job from the charity stripe today. Into the front court with it is Morrison. Morrison out front, Lohman. Lohman, right wing, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Franken is back in the ballgame. J.D. Bohr will check out. Dort College going defense for offense on that possession. J.D. will check out of the ballgame. Lindbergh will inbound the basketball. Lindbergh looking, gets it in to Rindles. Rindles in the backcourt. Rindles fouled from behind by Morrison. Morrison whistled for the personal. Nathan Rindles will shoot two more free throws. Dort College by 16. Well, this game was played at between 20 and 30 points for a difference most of the way. Well, Morningside now taking control in overtime in Sioux City, 104-99. 2 minutes remaining. Patrick Nabla will check into the game. Lindbergh will check out. Rindles with another free throw coming. Nathan with 20 points by my count. Second free throw is up and good by Rindles. Rindles with 21. Defenders lead 83-65. 30 seconds remaining. Layup by Brandon Krause. Krause with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 83-67. In the backcourt with it is Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner ahead to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball back over to Sumner. Sumner right side, Nabla. Nabla back to Sumner, and that'll do it. Looks to me like Hastings will concede at this point. Won't commit a foul. Ball deflected. It's loose. Picked up by the Broncos. Ahead of the pack, it goes to Brandon Krause. Krause, three, no good, and that's the ballgame. 83-67, Dort College wins. Dort College advances to the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament championship for the fourth straight year. And for the third straight year, they will play at home here at the DeWitt Gymnasium for the Great Plains Athletic Conference championship against either Morningside or Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders victorious this afternoon over the Hastings College Broncos, 83-67. This one was won and lost early when Dort College was able to put the clamps on Hastings defensively. Hastings did not have an answer with Brady Lohman limited to 2 points in the first half of play. Lohman, I believe, ends up with 12 points, 10 of them in the second half. I beg your pardon, he ends up with 13, 11 in the second half by my count. And the Dort College defenders improved to 28-4, and they await the winner of the Morningside-Dakota Wesleyan game, which is currently a 106-105 contest, with Morningside in front with 25 seconds left to go in overtime. Dort College led almost the entire way. They trailed 6-5, but were able to put together a 6-point run to go up 11-6. Led by double digits at 22-11. We're up 43-25 at halftime. built the lead to as many as 27 at 69-42. Hastings did make a little run late in the game to make it a 14-point contest with 1:21 to go, 77-63. North College makes their free throws at the end, 83-67 for the final. Well, it's interesting in Sioux City. Dakota Wesleyan is shooting a free throw for a tie. And they have just tied the game with 20 seconds to go. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
The Dort College atmosphere is one that challenges your learning, grows you spiritually, and provides numerous athletic opportunities. I am Dort College defender Emily Newman, and as a student athlete, I'm experiencing quality education while playing the sport I love. I have built strong relationships with my classmates, teammates, and professors, and have been challenged both spiritually and academically. If you are interested in learning more about my school, I invite you to visit dort.edu.
Expecting a baby? How much iron and calcium do you need to support the both of you? WIC can help. Oh, she's beautiful. Trying to decide between breastfeeding or bottles and need some advice? Ask WIC. Is baby ready for table food yet? WIC will help.
WIC. A supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. Prenatal health and nutrition for women. Breastfeeding advice. Formula for infants. And cereal, milk, and juice, all free. As well as immunization information. WIC is your parenting partner, helping you raise a healthy family. For a helping hand, not a handout, call WIC in Iowa at 1-800-532-1579.
Sponsored by WIC and the Iowa Department of Public Health. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious today over the Hastings College Broncos, 83-67. Coach Ross Dahma takes a seat beside me, and Coach, great defensive performance by your team in the first half, especially 43-25. And then it just became a matter of finishing things off in the second half. A very good position for your team to be in at halftime.
Yeah, Mike, I thought we really played well for 35 minutes here tonight, and first half especially, we came out with a great deal of intensity on the defensive end. Thought we did a really good job of recognizing some things and taking some things away from them. Did a good job on the boards, got downhill into transition, and were able to execute and get a few things there. Some easy three-pointers, easy attacks to the basket, and 18-point lead at half. That was as good a half as we played in a while.
And the defensive performance in practice yesterday, watching and listening to you as you prepared your team, this was all about defense. You were not concerned about scoring points. This team can do that. It's about defense and good effort.
We felt we were going to be able to get some buckets. We just did not want to play, you know, an 85-87 type of game. We thought we could defend well enough to keep it from getting to that point. And we really had some guys that dug in on Brady Lohman. Thought J.D. Bohr, Alex Terpstra, those guys in particular switched off on him and really did an outstanding job tonight on him.
In the second half, you got that big lead. You got up 26 points, 27 points. It becomes about managing minutes, and at the end of it all, you win by 16. You love to win by 26 or 27, but it also becomes important to try and keep people off of their feet at this point in the season.
We're able to get Nathan and Kyle and Dalton off the floor some, which was good. Very important. Yeah, I wish we would have executed a little bit better with some of our other guys during that last five-minute stretch, but it does. It was important. This win also allowed us to keep Austin Kaji rested. He was ready to go if needed in the second half. But this, the way we played in the first half, we felt, you know, we could get by in the second half and continue to play well. We did. And now I really feel that he'll be in good shape on Tuesday.
Incredible coaching on the free throw shooting too today, Coach. Much better than Wednesday. I'm sure you did some extra coaching on that.
Well, you know, we just said, guys, go shoot your free throws. And that's about it. Yeah, it's funny, you get some of the Captain Obvious questions. Do you ever work on free throws? No, yeah, we do. We do work on them. Today we just happen to get them.
Playing Morningside on Wednesday, I'm not going to say you want a team, you don't want a team. Morningside is your next opponent. Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship game, fourth year in a row. back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Should be a fun evening on Tuesday night.
Should be a good evening. We have a lot of respect for Morningside. I think they're an outstanding team, obviously, as they've gotten two from us this year. And we'll come out, I'm sure, and we'll play as hard as we possibly can.
Coach, thanks for stopping by. We'll get to Bryce Skelhaus here in just a moment.
Looking forward to hearing what Bryce has to say. Some words of wisdom from the best manager in the NAI. Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama, and we will get Bryce over here. And I need a copy of the stats yet. Okay, thank you. Bryce, grab the microphone. Bryce Skelhaus, a senior from Southwest Christian High School, and he's a senior. He's been in the manager position at Door College for four straight years. Bryce, a little different questions than I asked the two other seniors, but I'm going to go back to when you're a freshman coming in. What drew you to the basketball program and wanting to be a part of it?
I was a manager in high school at Southwest, and I really enjoyed it. I really made me feel part of the team. And Coach Dom was actually at one of the Southwest games, and he talked to me one time, and he said, if you want to do that, we got a spot for you at Dort. And that always kind of stuck in the back of my head, and I contacted him over the summer, and he set me up with it being the JV manager for a year, and then Sam graduated, and I moved into the varsity position.
Tell me about your duties as manager. What are you responsible for to make the coaching staff's lives a little easier? What do you do?
It's a lot of organization stuff, especially with regards to practice. I usually get here about half hour, 45 minutes before practice, get the gym set up, get the jerseys out, get all the equipment out, and then kind of stay around for afterwards, take care of laundry. And then games, home games is pretty simple, but away games, pretty much the same thing, just get everything organized so that's one less thing that they have to worry about.
What's next for Bryce Skelhaus after May when you graduate?
I'm going to be working, hopefully, at an accounting firm in Pipestone that I interned at the past couple of summers. They offered me a job at the end of last summer, and also come April 8, I'm actually taking the first CPA exam test. So hoping, been studying for that for a couple months now, and hopefully finish strong one last month and get that out of the way.
What would you tell somebody? You're not a basketball player, obviously. You wanted to be a part of something here at Dort College. What do you tell somebody who's considering college about your experience here at Dort?
Dort, first of all, it's a great place. A lot of great people that accept you for who you are. That was the big thing for me. But I would say be yourself and try to get involved. Don't kind of shelter yourself from certain things because you might be scared, but I would say that was the biggest thing for me. That's where basketball came in for me. Chris Sievers especially was somebody who kind of took me under his wing, made me feel comfortable, and it's kind of history from there.
Saw Chris in the house today. I'd imagine you'll be catching up with him a little later on today.
Yep, that's the plan. Probably go out to eat here and hang out with his parents for a little bit. So,
well, Bryce, I speak for a lot of people when I say your efforts have not gone unnoticed. Those are oftentimes thankless jobs, and you've carried them out with a lot of grace, and wish you the best over the next couple of weeks as manager, but also as you graduate and move on and hopefully get a position in the business world. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Bryce Skelhaus talking about his experience as a manager for Dort College for 4 years. By the way, one more shout-out I've got to give. That's to from Grandma Laura to the Deckers family, watching faithfully in Iowa City. Hopefully it's not too late. But Papa Jerry and some grandchildren watching this afternoon in Iowa City. Here then are your numbers for today. Hastings, 24 of 53 from the floor, 45.3%, 4 of 11 on threes, 36.4%, 15 of 20 on free throws for 75%. For Dort College, they were 25 of 54 from the floor, 46%, 6 of 18 on threes, 33.3%, 27 of 31 from the free throw line for 87%. Dort out rebounds Hastings, 36 to 28. Turnovers, Hastings committed 15, Dort College had 12, several of those coming late when Dort College didn't handle the Hastings pressure quite as well as you would have liked to have seen. Individually, Nathan Rindles, 21 points today for the defenders, 17 for Tyler Waltersdorf, 16 for Kyle Lindberg, 11 by Brian Sumner, 8 for Dalton Franken, 6 for David Den Herter, 3 for Alex Terpstra, and 1 for J.D. Bohr for their total of 83. For the Broncos, 17 by Brett Wells, 13 for Brady Lallman, 8 for Zach Lena, 7 for Ibu Fall, 9 for Carson Bloom, 8 for Jack Hamburger. Akeem Morrison had 3, Brandon Krause had 2. Rebounds, Kyle Lindbergh had 7, Walter Storff and Sumner had 6 each, along with Nathan Rindles. Hastings got 5 rebounds by Carson Bloom, and another 5 by Ibu Fall. Zach Lena had 6. 6 assists for Brady Lallman today. Dort College was paced by Dalton Franken's 3 assists. Kyle Lindbergh had 2. Nathan Rindles, 3 steals. Alex Terpstra had 2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to wrap things up from the DeWitt right after this. For the semifinal brackets are completed. Dort College defeats Hastings 83-67. Dort College improves to 28-4. For the Morningside Mustangs, they live to play another game. They knock off Dakota Wesleyan 108-106 in overtime. They improved to 24-8. They'll be playing here at the DeWitt against Dort College on Tuesday evening for the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason championship. In women's basketball, Northwestern over Concordia 101-80. Northwestern improves to 26-4. They will be hosting Morningside. Morningside victorious over Hastings 65-55 in women's basketball play. It'll be Morningside 27-5 against Northwestern 26-4 in women's play. Dort College 28-4 against a 28-4 Morningside team on Tuesday night as well. I believe I said Wednesday. It'll be Tuesday. So that's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.